Hello and welcome to Hot Gossip Trash, a podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate each other's facts. The points don't matter, but what does matter is that we're all hot. Hi, I'm Rachel, and I know that this season is technically all about the pumpkin spice latte. However, I've been on cinnamon overload recently and just ate a cinnamon roll with a chai latte. And let me tell you, I'm living my life. I don't care about pumpkin. All I want is cinnamon.
Yum. I'm Chloe. I am not a big pumpkin spice person. And I will readily admit that that might be because I was late to the trend. And now I'm am I carrying preconceived notions? I don't want to be basic. Maybe I would like it, but I do love apple and apple spice and apple picking. And I would like to put an open offer out into the world. If you haven't been apple picking, which it appears a lot of people haven't, I keep hearing that and I get deeply upset. Just, DM me, text me, and maybe I'll go with you. I can't say I'll go with anyone and everyone, but reach out. I'm always down to apple pick. 10 out of 10.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I don't like pumpkin spice and I don't like cinnamon. I don't mind a dusting of cinnamon, maybe in
what
an
about
apple pie.
Apples?
Okay. apples. I haven't been apple picking. I used to go strawberry picking as a child. There was a big farm near where I lived and you could go pick strawberries. So that is the kind of fruit I have picked.
Can you do blueberries also?
Not at that farm.
Okay. You physically can though, Chloe.
Yeah. I just can't I don't think we ever had access to pick strawberries or like berries.
Oh, cool. Sorry. My name's Shem. If you ever wondered what it's like being friends with white women, you've just had five solid minutes of audio you can play back. This is my life.
We didn't even say lesbian.
Oh, I have a whole nother 5 minutes being friends with lesbians. Great. I was just talking to our guest who is not going to make it. So I was frantically emailing them back and forth as you were talking. I was oh yeah, I should speak. But I also could interject with that comment at any point. So it's an evergreen.
Totally. Stunning. Well, as Shem just said, we're keeping this one in the family today, which is great. The one time that we're all actually not physically in the same room for once in a skosh of bit of time, it's just going to be a skosh of bit of time. Is that what you're laughing at?
This whole intro.
I know. I'm trying really hard. I'm really tired.
It's the cinnamon.
The cinnamon, it hit, and now I'm
Can I ask a dangerous question?
Yeah.
Was it a warm cinnamon roll? Cinnamon bun?
Of course it was.
Go to bed right now.
And did Kara put flaky Maldon salt on top of it so I got the sugar and salt combination? Absolutely.
I have my jaw is dropping because I haven't tried that and I'm curious, very, very curious.
It's really good. I mean, don't put too much on it, but a little sprinkling, a light dusting, delicious.
I didn't know Maldon salt until I met Shem.
I know. I think that's so cute that Shem has fancy salt. He's a fancy salt man.
I have been reminded of the Swedish Selma buns. That you get them in, these are gross, but you get them in Sweden, obviously, around Easter buns. Sweden.
Buns.
I'm Googling them to pull up an image.
Learn more about my own ancestors every day.
They're these giant creamy buns that they tell me sprinkled with cardamom, and they're it's wild to ingest even one of them, but they are nuts.
Interesting. Kind of an eclairs. My guess is that it's it looks like a shoe dough.
No, it's it's more.
It's not a shoe?
It's less light and fluffy and more
dense.
Yeah.
Dense? Mm. Oh.
So it's like a cinnamon bun, with just a huge cream tummy.
Wow. love
cream. Huge cream tummies.
I love cream tummies so much. And I'm like, is this just in my DNA? Truly, that's my favorite dessert. I love
cream tummies.
Love that cream tummy.
That's interesting. Not my brand of dessert, but I love.
I know we haven't made it past the intro, and I'm really sorry. But Sham, do you have a favorite dessert? Because your palate intrigues me. Because I think you've tried far more food than I could comprehend. So I'm like, what's Shem's fave?
Dessert? I don't know. I'm just grateful to be eating at any given point in time. So that colors everything with, did I pay for it? No. Then it's my favorite. Like, that's truly how I rank them.
I love you.
Okay, and that's not the kind of sweetness like,
I love
for.
Butterfingers.
Not my favorite dessert.
Wow. Chloe's love, not my brand. Okay, moving on.
Well, let's kick it off with our first fact. Chloe, you've seemed very inquisitive and ready to go, so you shall take it away.
I am ready to go. Mine's a quickie. Mine's a little spooky. That according to study by UBC, University of British Columbia, they think that when someone is at the end of their life, hearing will be the last sense to go. And they figure that out with an EEG. So like measuring brain waves as someone is gone and responsive, hearing is usually their last one to go. So they're kind of exploring that and when, you know, that like cuts off and that. So I was just like, oh. Your loved ones, like, yeah, they can probably, if they're like unresponsive and people are like, oh, I hope they can hear you, they probably can. Hearing is the last sense.
So the last thing you hear is beep.
Yeah.
Truly. And you're just like, fuck.
In the absolute dark, you just hear beep. You're done. So yeah, a little dark, a little sad, but a little like comforting in the way that it's like, if like, you know, you have like, whatever relatives and or I've had relatives in the hospital and you're like, can they hear me? Yeah, maybe, according to UBC in this study.
I mean, I have living relatives that can hear me right now, like provides no comfort. Like I'm not talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that
my
makes
dad
me sad.
Can't hear anything. I say.
I mean, now you need to be like, well, now I know that. Like, I won't stop making dinner plans. I'll be like, oh, they can't hear me. You got to watch it. Don't start saying any of the bad stuff. Save that for the funeral.
No. Yeah, you can't talk shit. Wait till they are.
Yeah, wait till the boom. Beep. The beep is
wait
good
till
for everyone.
Beep. Yeah. And you can play it safe. Like, we don't know if after the beep, they're still, like, yeah, exactly. Lingering. They're like, you motherfucker, when you die, the way I'm going to get you back.
So what I'm hearing as a member of corporate America is that there's a market for specific podcasts for when you've lost all other senses except for hearing.
We found our demo.
Wow.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Like, this is the last.
Can you see the light but still hear me? Okay, hang on here because we've got 30 minutes of comedy. Don't worry, that's not the beep. You're still alive.
Your father's last words were, my life was as hot as.
Oh, my Lanta. There probably would be a market for, and by a market, I just mean an opportunity or a need not to sell. But
no, you like for, put it corporate America. We know where this bit goes.
Yeah.
I hate it. But for something like that, where it is like a helpful to help you pass, like calming sounds so that you're not like listening to hospital beeps right. And stuff like that.
Walk towards the light. We all know it's gonna happen.
Oh no.
I do think it's interesting that because they're measuring it with brain waves. So they were doing it with like healthy patients, like and like at different stages and seeing how brain waves looked, that the sense of touch goes before hearing. That is interesting to my brain.
Because it's not necessarily like motor capabilities, but it's like actually feeling someone holding your hand.
Oh. I think, I don't know the science because I also presented a fact where like technically we don't like feel, like I don't know how sense of touch is measured because like we don't feel wet. So how do other, like, I don't know. But I do just think like sense of sight leaving quickly. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel, I don't know. That's so spooky.
It is. Sad.
Yeah, sad.
Well, too. I'm really happy I picked you to go first.
Thank you. How hot was it? Keep in mind, my dad's dead.
Oh, I'm not in the right mental headspace for
the listeners for the listeners at home. Lindsay laughed off mic, and that made me feel good. Sorry, your spot, Linz. Nobody ever laughs except you. Shem gives me a look, and then Rachel goes, oh, "I'm so sad for
I
you."
Give you a
but
look.
She says
on,
it
like,
on the inside.
To be fair, my non-laughter is directly into a show. SM7B. This is some of the most audibly accurate non-laughter that's ever been captured.
Chloe, that fact happens to be so hot that I can't feel it because I've lost my sense of touch.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay. Chloe, that fact is as hot as when the beat drops, but not the beep. I showed up dark today.
That was good. Oh, I like
everyone's
it.
Everyone's like whimsy cut with dark, and they're like, no, no. I'm like, yes, yes.
Oh, that was really good.
Chloe, that fact, yeah, it was as hot as the whole palliative care ward. Just a bunch of people, like, all slowly fading away. But as they're going in unison, they're all just like Morse coding each other. Like, you sound real sexy. And someone's like, right back at you, sailor.
Oh my God.
Why do I have to be a sailor? Oh,
I assume that
hey, sailor.
Oh yeah, that was a really good touch.
Couldn't feel it. All right.
All right.
All right. Who's got a fun fact?
Lindsay, why don't you take it away next?
All right. Mine's a little dark considering that most of the team
oh,
don't
no.
eat
Do
meat.
I need to go next?
No.
Okay.
It's quirky and American. So every September in Marlinton, West Virginia, they have a roadkill cook-off where you can try delights such as biscuits covered in squirrel gravy, teriyaki marinated bear, or deer sausage, all scooped up from the side of the road after an accident.
Virginia is a strange place, no offense.
Although I have to say, my dad has a friend he knows through fishing, and he didn't kill the deer, but this friend of my dad saw a deer on the road and picked it up, put it in his trunk, and took it home to cook.
I think that's like good. Generally, I'm like, yeah, I would rather not have their carcasses going to waste. Like, at least their life is living another purpose. I was talking to a coworker that lives in a rural part of Canada and said that he hit a deer the other night after someone else had hit it. It was like a two for one type of a deal. And they both stopped and the other guy was like, mind if I take it? mind if I take this home? But yeah, I
got
guess
it
it's better
first,
than just
technically.
Leaving it
there.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I don't know if I should swap insurance details or recipes.
Here's my insurance card and also some. The
also
only thing I can think
Morton
of is
salt.
Morton salt. Maldon salt is
Maldon's
the thing.
Oh, well, I don't know that salt then. I only know it's Morton's in the little blue carton.
It's like a flaky, fancy finish. It's like they call it a finishing salt. You wouldn't like bake with it. You kind of just put it on at the end to get like a nice texture. When I went to Spain, we were very obviously a group of like 10 like American students who fresh off the plane. We had all of our suitcases with us. We sat down at this restaurant and we like ordered like whatever their specials were. Sorry, I got something in my throat. It's probably some Maldon salt.
Dear.
And well, no, he handed us La Madre de Bambi, Bambi's mom.
No.
And we were like, is this a Spanish thing? No, I think it was this guy fucking with us. I don't know how I feel about squirrel gravy. I'm going to be honest. That one kind of makes me a little sad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat
but
meat
I guess
now.
It's roadkill.
I don't think I would have wanted squirrel gravy even when I ate meat. I don't know.
Do you think Beyond is going to come out with a Beyond squirrel gravy?
It's just a Beyond roadkill whole like series of packaging.
Gross. Like a fake carcass you can cut it apart yourself.
Comes with tire tracks God. And things like that. Now with new impossible fur.
I do laugh at the Beyond packaging when it says like now even meatier. Like I mean I get it, but like I don't want it to be meaty.
Yeah, I'm like, I 100% bought this knowing it's not meat. Right. It doesn't have to bleed for me. I'm good.
I
didn't like that with meat anyway.
I feel like the Beyond doesn't bleed like the Impossible does, and I sort of forget. And then if we bought the other and then I cook it, I'm like, what's happened? What is happening to my burger? Yeah. Ah!
I can't remember which of them. I buy like the ground whatever beef for one of them, and one of them is like, whoa, this is like greasy, like oily, and I can't remember which one. I think it's Beyond.
Beyond's pretty oily, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what's in this?
Speaking as a capitalist, I feel there's a market for you have Beyond and Impossible, but you could go to market with redonkulous meat that you have to hunt down and kill.
I thought it was going to be redonkulous and it was going to be like fake donkey meat.
The donkey.
Donkey. That's my best track.
Donkey.
Chem did a good one. Can you do it again?
Oh, that was a Scottish accent. It wasn't doing a Shrek.
it's all the same. Linz, that fact was as hot as grilled roadkill stuffed with a nice goat cheese, it wrapped in a beautiful seasonal greens. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but it's as hot as a nice, tasty piece of flesh that didn't die in a factory.
My stomach gets more upset by goat's cheese because I know like that has always made me feel sick. I'm like, the roadkill, fine. Goat's cheese,
oh,
get
love
out of town.
Goat cheese. Yum, 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 yum. Oh my God, goat cheese is so good.
No.
No. It's the best cheese.
Okay. Linz, your fact is as hot as the, oh my God. I was just in, for the listeners, was just in LA and I went to Sage Vegan Bistro and I had this meal. It was a tempeh sausage Florentine something something. Had biscuits and gravy. Best top three meal I've ever had in my life. Delicious. And definitely had no animals in it, but it was delicious.
Also for the listeners, at Sage it is served by a sassy southern waitress, so it is, do you want a little something on every dish? It's just the way they serve it there, like it's
so
although on my Trail of American Facts this morning I did discover that you shouldn't say Arkansas because it's illegal to pronounce the name wrong.
It's illegal to not say Arkansas, right?
What? In Arkansas. You're fine everywhere else. So you everywhere can Arkansas else. It up as much as you like, I hope, across the country. Just don't know why you're in Arkansas.
We're not in Arkansas anymore.
Arkansas.
That's wild.
Well done.
Yeah, I found a bunch of classics today. I was like, oh, this is a rabbit hole.
I love it.
And that fact is as hot as a bunch of dead rabbits outside that rabbit hole. Been mown down by a bicycle.
No.
A by a bike. No. Oh my god.
No, down.
Just in the spokes.
I don't go quick enough to mow things down.
Oh, they're hopping in.
Then the bunnies from the Suicide Bunny book.
Yeah, just put them out and stick them on skewers.
They're like, we're running out of these sketches. Oh. Jump in the bike wheel.
All right.
Okay.
So, Shem, why don't you bring us our next fact?
I can do that. I will do that. And I shall do that. I was stalling because I was going to like hit a little marker and go, yeah, now would be a good time for a commercial break.
Oh, I can do that.
No, I've hit the marker. So like they'll just appear back.
Okay.
They'll appear back in the middle of this conversation. I mean, well, hold on. He doesn't have his shit together today. Okay, I'll do this one. It seems apt. Where is that screenshot? Screenshot. This is in Minnesota. They scientists have been like studying that about the levels of roadkill in Minnesota with like dead deers, and that it reduces dramatically when they introduce a wolf population to the forest. That stops like deers running out into the streets because they live in what scientists call a landscape of fear.
Me too. Wait, that's horrible.
But like it means it's keeping the deer alive because like wolves, wolf movement is like a little bit predictable. Like they like wolves like hunt in like a linear pattern. So deers know, oh, if we just like avoid this, we can like steer clear of wolves. So they don't have the evolutionary instincts like steer clear of like cars or like highways and motorways and things like that, but they can like know wolf. It's been helpful. That deer population has been saved by the boy who cried wolf.
As soon as you said wolves go in a linear pattern, I just saw a line of wolves line dancing and I lost it.
I just like can't believe we've talked about roadkill twice. Also, Chloe has texted the group something that you could definitely say on the podcast.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I mean, there's moments. There's other interruptions that are.
It's just another dead dad joke. It's fine.
No.
While we're talking about roadkill,
yeah.
No one else is dead.
My dad.
Tell you how my dad died? Yeah. Introducing a wolf population.
Introducing a wolf population. What did it? And he was run over by deer.
What did you call it? A corridor of terror or something?
Landscape of fear.
Landscape of fear.
you made it scarier.
Yeah.
Corridor of terror. Out next October. Corridor of terror.
Takes that next year. You get your money.
I mean, that's just every office.
Oh my God, yeah. Corridor of horror is making your way from the end of the day to the elevators without getting more work or conversation.
I was really tired.
Get out of the office.
I had to be in the office on Friday. Everyone was really tired as I was leaving. And I kept walking into computer screens and different things. I was like, they'll just be in this trail of destruction.
Oh, that was your corridor.
That was my corridor.
She also did murder three deers in cold blood. That was a huge thing in the office chat. We were like, "What's kind of wild?"
Then
today?
I brought some wolves in, so everyone's doing much better. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, those poor deers.
Yeah.
Shem, that fact is as hot as the fire that killed Bambi's mom. I'm sorry. If only there were a pack of wolves so that they would know fire is bad.
I haven't seen Bambi, so this is like huge. I assumed that it was a hunter. I didn't know it was a fire.
Yeah, Bambi's mom dies in a forest fire.
Yeah, but
oh,
you describe it as it killed Bambi's mom, like the fire.
Listen, Disney made that fire to murder that mom.
That is true.
He was a contract killer.
Oh, this is some classic Mumsnet posting.
Um, Well, Shem, your fact is as hot as the meteor that killed the dinosaurs was, that the dinosaurs in the land before time didn't get hit with, but they did die in other sad ways.
Mm. It's actually now 30% meteor.
Is it what?
For a brief moment, Chloe, I thought you were going to say the media that killed Diana, because it was like, die. I was like, oh, Spencer, just come out. I see where we're going.
It's Diana.
Mummy, why are you so sad now?
No, I was just thinking, I thought of Bambi, and then I was like, that I never saw Bambi, but the saddest cartoon death I think I've seen still was Land Before Time, the mom in the mountains.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, Lion King really
absolutely devastating. But she died before the meteor. That was as hot as Shem's fact. Wow. Boom.
Saddest one for me is probably Graveyard of the Fireflies is a classic, but to say one people have seen is Up. That's got some pretty sad animated death in it.
So early.
I specifically have not seen Up because I knew that would destroy me. I can't do this.
I, knowing Rachel, like, you like old men, Rachel. you have a good grandfather relationship.
And I love my papa. What
would truly change the fabric of your being?
I don't know. I've been in a weird headspace. I cried for the entirety of my therapy session last week. Because I was upset about my grandma dying, and that happened 4 years ago. So really happy about all this death conversation. I'm obviously in a good place to handle it.
I cried on a work call this week because I got too over-emotional in front of about 30 people telling the apprentices who'd been with us for 5 weeks how wonderful they were. And I almost held it together, and I was like, I can't do it anymore.
No.
And I saw this happen live, and I didn't cry because I strategically checked out of multiple parts of that call when it got too sad and inspiring and nice.
Everyone else was off camera.
Everyone else was off camera crying.
No.
Yeah, the chat was full of people being very emotional, but no one else had to talk. So I was like, all right, well, it's fine. Then I cried at 2 episodes of Lego Masters. So, you know, I had death.
I have strategically checked out of this conversation.
Shem, your fact Shem. Is as hot as
Start Company with nothing there. I was like, I'm gonna land this plane.
It's as hot as oh no. It's as hot as Bushy Park, which is about a park in a place called Hampton, in the UK, and they have lots of deer, and I used to go there as a child, and it was really delightful and great, and was always like a highlight to go to Bushy Park. Side note, I had to stop, like, I got excited, was gonna leave with the Bushy Park. Great, we love the park, lots of deer. Like, midway after I picked that, which is why the giggles happen, was they would shut the park sometimes if the deer population got too much and they had to cull some of them. And I was like, oh no.
So they would shut the park down to, like, hunt some of the deer?
Yeah.
No.
This park is, like, opposite Henry VIII's house. Which is a palace.
Yeah, his house is a castle.
It's a little, it's two up, two down. Just, you know, cute little house.
Can you imagine being like, go ahead, Shem.
No, please.
I was just like, can you imagine like going back to someone's house and being like, yeah, this is my house. And it's like a castle. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with the last fact.
Oh, before you do that, I thought I'd send the group text a picture of a dog from the Halloween, the Fort Greene Halloween costume competition for dogs, and there was like a little dog dressed as the old man from Up.
No.
So just so there's context for why that's there in the thread, and I'll put it on the show image. Came in second. It's very impressive.
Who won?
What won was a wheelchair-bound dog that was dressed as a let me send a hot dog cart. So its owner was also like dressed up.
Oh, I love him. Okay, yeah, he wins.
But yeah,
I mean, honestly,
I literally have chills on my body. I love animals so much. Okay, my goal for the year is to get Joan into his harness and comfortable enough around people so he'll go to the Halloween parade dressed up next year.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I think the song might do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sending a couple of the other costumes that came. So like a hot dog, a dog as a hot dog cart with a little cart on its back and then lots of ornaments like Pepsi and hot dogs came in first. There's a woman who is wearing a giant Graham Cracker small thing with like a little dog poking out. She was third. The Up House doggy was fourth. And then placing with nothing was someone dressed up as Scrooge McDuck with a dress made out of like loads of coins and then a dog inside like a giant coin. Yeah, it's just very impressive.
Yeah, I was like, that skirt looks like it took so long to make. Wow.
Oh, there were like people took it very seriously. There were like hundreds of dogs all in costume there. It was nuts.
I'm obsessed. 10 out of 10. To all of the dogs. I'm going to bring us home. I'm going to try to keep it in a light note. This is actually really cool. And it's a fact that I learned while watching the documentary Fantastic Fungi on Netflix, which I highly recommend. It's really interesting. I personally hate eating mushrooms, but now I'm like, do I need to get in? To mushrooms, both psychedelic and tasty. Previously it was believed that only like no one in the plant kingdom, is that what it's called? We have the animal kingdom, then the plant kingdom, and then like the fungus kingdom, right? None of those species were able to tell their kin. Like I can look at my kid and be like, that's my kid. But they recently discovered that trees are able to identify their kin, and they do this and can communicate to them through a network of fungi that they call the mycorrhizal network. So basically the roots of the trees connect to these like fragments of fungi, and it basically connects like an internet, for lack of a better analogy, where they can talk to each other. Have we already done this one?
Yes, we did in our live show.
Oh, I wasn't there.
No, the one you were there for.
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
The one with Laura.
Oh my god, I blacked out. It went so fast. Well,
no, it was a great fact that no one was listening at that show because it was like so long. So.
I'm sorry.
No,
I watched this in a movie and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Anyways.
An octopus really are like brains, ecosystem. It's just like, God.
Yeah, there's also and I forgot the name of it, but there's a tendency for the Europe, like cultures that came from like European thinking and schools of thought had a fear of mushrooms, and likely that's, and they say this because in terms of the circle of life, mushrooms' biggest role that they play is in the decomposition of things, and people originally were, you know, stay away from that, but a lot of like plant life exists because mushrooms are able to break down and help other either like dead plants, dead animals decompose and then turn into new life. So it's not just the end of the life cycle, but the beginning of a new one. And the sheer variety and the number of mushrooms that exist and types of fungi that exist and the different roles that they can have. There's one called the turkey-tailed mushroom that they're actually studying in breast cancer patients who basically don't have other options, or cancer patients in general who don't have other options. Chloe has a book called
Gathering Moss, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was more mushroom related. I remember I bought a nature book about
it's like I don't know this for certain, but I don't believe moss is a part of the fungi family.
No, but I am trying to learn more about things, so mushrooms will be next. I got an octopus book right next to it.
It was also just your timing, because it was in the middle of Rachel talking about cancer patients. She went, eh?
I'm not going to lie. I couldn't hear a lot as I was pulling it. My apologies to Rachel and cancer patients.
Keep it light.
Yeah. Keep it light. But it's a really interesting documentary, and I do highly recommend it to anyone. There is one part of it that I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. This guy who basically is like the leading thought leader expert in studying what fungi can do for people. And he's discovered, I think, like 13 different types of new mushrooms that hadn't existed, or that existed, but we weren't aware of them previously. His whole tenet and his whole experience is based on the fact that he grew up with a really debilitating stutter, to the point where he personally felt like he had no confidence. He didn't do well in school because of that. Like, he was really smart, but that held him back, or it felt like it held him back. And he did magic mushrooms once, accidentally took too many, had this really crazy trip where he thought to himself, just stop stuttering. And he has never stuttered since. Which, like, to me feels slightly problematic in that implying that you can just tell yourself to stop doing it and that you could do it. But he's done a lot for passing regulations about studying psychedelic mushrooms for medicine because of this. But yeah, it's just a really interesting documentary, and there's a lot in there, and I'm sorry I repeated something.
I do. I mean, I have, not within reach, but a book about like microdosing and like mushrooms and the actual like chemical, like psilocybin. Is that how you say it? The actual like chemical compounds and like the effects of them and studying them. And I'm like, it just, I mean, same with other substances. It just makes me so upset where it's like, there's so much research that is showing the positive effects of this, and we're just like, and it instead has to just be relegated to like the fringe of science. But it's like, no, wait, just because it's like a plant, or just because it's like whatever. No, it works. Hold on.
I feel like some of it's becoming like a little bit more, like it's obviously not mainstream. It's not like you can just go get it or whatever. But like there, it feels like more with like some of the depression treatments, like with like
ketamine. Like depression.
Yeah, that's coming back in terms of psychiatric studies being able to actually pass those. A lot of them were halted because of the quote unquote war on drugs. But now that we're still not out, but getting closer to being able to pass a lot of those studies, that's hopefully coming back and learning more about it is interesting, but they do many things. How hot was the thing I said that had already been said?
I actually have a question for the group. Would you do, and I'm not talking about just like we're doing shrooms in the park. Would you do like whatever top grade shrooms, you're in a controlled environment, like would you do them for like some kind, like a transcendental experience? Like, would you be like, I'll try this once, controlled, or no?
After that documentary,
just a question,
yes.
For Shem. Oh, that surprises me.
If it's in a controlled environment,
yeah, like,
you know,
safe,
I'm not
controlled,
gonna.
Yeah,
if it's in a controlled environment and it's in a place that I feel safe, which I don't know how I would define that now, then I definitely think I would.
Yeah, like some kind of therapy setting, maybe. I don't know.
And these are like sort of medicinal, mental healthy type shrooms for like
that. Yeah. Level.
Yeah. Then it will count as therapy. So I'm out.
Oh, shoot. That's so silly of me.
There'll be too many feelings rushing
and then
up.
Shem can make him grow his own mushrooms and get support from himself, then he's not taking
them. No, Shem, you need legally need at least one person there as support. I'm sorry.
Peace out. All right, Lindsay.
What about a mirror?
Or a dog. A really well-trained dog.
Yeah, I'd give a well-trained dog mushrooms. No problem.
Yes.
Yes.
Chloe?
Yeah.
But I'm right now.
I actually, the more I think, the more I'm like, it would have to be someone I really trust. Because if it's like a therapist that I'm like, you're a therapist, you're trained in this, but I don't know you. I think that might make me really nervous and not uncomfy. Like it might make it more clinical than I want it to feel.
I don't want to be with someone I know because don't you like poop a lot? I know that's like ayahuasca.
I think that's
you're like
ayahuasca.
Growing up and pooping. Okay, never mind.
No, mushrooms are more psychedelic.
Okay, I don't want to like poop in front of my friend.
You're thinking about the Shake Shack blue cheeseburger.
I know. I was like, oh, yes, Shake Shack have a mushroom burger that they have jam filled with cheese. I was like, no.
Carol loves that burger.
She's so strong.
All right, please rate my fact.
Your fact is as hot as just like the research and kind of like the way that scientists are really being open-minded with mushrooms now, because I think truly they can transform people for the better. I think if we're more open-minded, we can really transform our brains and mental health. We being Western world. We really fucked up medicine.
Your fact is as hot as fried mushrooms, which is one of my favorite things to put with so much. Like, I'll throw mushrooms in spag bol. I'll put them on a burger. I'll put them, like, in a sandwich. I used to put them with bacon or sausages when I ate meat, so I'll now put them with fake meat. Like, mushrooms, yes, please. Thank you.
Do you like stuffed mushrooms?
I do like stuffed mushrooms. I don't tend to make them because, like, I feel like if they're on a menu, they always stuff some cheese in them. And I'm like, no.
Can we do a Friendsgiving and I'll bring stuffed mushrooms? Because those are some of my faves.
I'll have some stuff.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Rachel, sorry. I know you don't. Yeah. Sorry. You're making a face.
No, I just
made a face that said, don't present those mushrooms to me.
I will not eat them. Actually, my face was because Shem was trying to rate my fact.
Was I? Oh, shit. No, your fact was as hot as two sanitation workers in Staten Island going, oh, we're like mushrooms. You get me? Ah, we throw away the trash. We put the trash back. It's great. Ah! We're vital to the ecosystem. You can't have an empty trash can without a full trash can. Yeah, we're mushrooms. Yeah, we were me guy, mushrooms.
I love it. Now I'm imagining little mushrooms sounding like that. Cute.
Get a load of this guy. This tree's full of crap. All right, Daddy.
Get a load.
Hey, Gary, we're going to sick out because we don't want to get vaccinated, okay? Okay. Ah! It's just as bad with the mushroom community. Like, it's just as bad.
Well, friends, thank you so much for listening today.
The hottest fact, Rachel.
What?
Pick the hottest fact. Pick the hottest fact.
I was going to say, because it's all of us, we don't have a hottest fact. We're all hot.
That's true.
Shem, what were you going to say?
Oh, again, I wasn't planning to say
anything. Oh, my God, it looked like you were sorry.
Trust me, if I have one coming out, it's coming out. They can like pick the hottest fact. It will be on Spotify. There'll be a little toggle, a multiple choice, who had the hottest fact option. That I'll
what?
Bake that into. Yeah. I put those into Spotify sometimes. No one clicks on them.
I listened to it
on Spotify. I've just never like clicked into it.
Wow.
I'll do it. So now, if you're listening, you can rate the hottest fact. We'll recap them right now. If you're getting to that point, you're digging in Spotify and you're like, "How do I do this?"
How do I do it?
Chloe, We're recapping
hearing,
our facts.
Hearing. Yeah, I know. I was thinking. Hearing is the last sense to go when you're passing.
Roadkill cook-off.
Macaulay Culkin used to have many, many siblings and then had to kill them all, which is why he's called Macaulay Culkin.
That's my fact.
No. Shem's going to win just with that.
He literally sat back and is chuckling literally like an uncle.
He's like, my work is done, baby. My work is done.
I love my family.
So you can still hear us, right?
Beep. Beep. We've been Trash Comedy. You can follow us on mushrooms. I already said that. It's okay. You can find us on all social media at We Are Trash Comedy. On Twitter, it's just the letter R. You can email us at wearetrashcomedy@gmail.com. Make sure that you do follow us, though, on Instagram and TikTok, because we are sharing information about live shows as they come up, which is super exciting. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network, and we love you.
We love you. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you